welcome back to another Friday edition of the LifePoint DraftCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve as the church planting catalyst at LifePoint. We're continuing our look at praying the scripture on these DraftCasts, and we've been looking at some prayers in the Bible the last few weeks. And today, I want us to look at not so much a prayer as it is an encouragement on how we should pray. This is not a prayer in and of itself, but it's a verse in the Bible that helps us know how to shape our prayers. This is the verse. It's 1 Peter 5:7, and it says, "Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." And I love this verse because I think it's an invitation to prayer. I love how this verse doesn't say, don't have anxiety, right? Or your anxiety is bad. It doesn't shame us for being anxious, but rather it invites us to bring our anxieties to Jesus. This verse assumes that in this world, we're going to be anxious. There are going to be things that make us afraid or nervous or give us anxiety, which I really appreciate because this is just a human experience. And it invites us to do something with those anxieties. We don't just have to sit with them. We just don't have to endure them. The Bible invites us to bring them to Jesus. But it's really more than just bringing them to Jesus. This verse doesn't just invite us to bring them to him. It encourages us to cast them on him. I love that. The word cast here is basically like throwing them onto Jesus, or maybe a better picture for us is unload them. Don't just voice them. Don't just lay them down. Unload them. Cast them onto him. This is the kind of relationship that we're invited into with God. And the image that comes to mind for me, we have two fairly large dogs, and we feed these dogs, much to my disappointment, every month when we see how much we've spent on our dogs for dog food. But we buy 50-pound bags of dog food at the big box stores. And I always know when I'm loading up one of those, it's super heavy, and I go to offload it, and I kind of have to toss it or throw it to put it down, because it's very hard to take a 50-pound bag of dog food and do anything but kind of throw it down to the ground. And this is the image that I have when I think about casting our cares to God. In order to offload something heavy, you really kind of have to toss it. You have to get rid of it. You have to throw it off. So God is inviting us to offload our anxieties onto him, to throw them off, to really use our legs, you know, really get into it. Why? Because he can handle it. We can't handle it. We really can't handle carrying our own anxieties. If you insist on carrying around a 50-pound bag of dog food for a long time, you're going to have a breakdown somewhere. And if we insist on carrying our anxieties, something is eventually going to break down. It will either affect our physical health, it could affect our mental health, it could affect our relationships. But the amazing thing is Jesus says we don't have to carry them. We can give them to him. But there's more here. Often I think we believe that our anxieties don't matter. You know, we say these are first world problems. There's always somebody who's worse off than I am, or who's struggling more than I am. And while that's true, we should not downplay what's making us anxious. And I love what this verse says. This verse says, casting all of, listen, your anxiety. Not somebody else's. You're not responsible for casting somebody else's. You cast yours. And what's more, yours matter to God because you matter to God. Don't apologize. Don't feel bad. Give them to him. And then there's the word in this verse, all. How many of our anxieties can we cast upon Jesus? All of them. We can bring all of them, big, small, the important ones, the ones that we might say are the unimportant ones. You don't have to filter your anxieties and your prayer life for God. You just bring them to him. We don't have to sort which prayers deserve his attention and which prayers don't deserve his attention. We can bring all of our anxiety to him and cast it upon him. And the reason we can do this The verse ends with this phrase, is because he cares for us. He cares about what's going on in our life because he cares for us. He cares about our anxieties because he cares for us. He cares about what is making you anxious because you are his. We are his children, and what's bothering us is bothering him. And what's amazing is Jesus died to give us this kind of relationship with God. So let's take a minute and pray through this verse and pray through your anxieties and give them to God. Take a minute and offer up all of your anxieties to him, casting them off, unloading them, because he cares for you. Father, thank you so much that we can come to you and we can bring all of our anxiety to you. We don't have to filter them. We don't have to decide which ones are important and which ones aren't. We don't have to downplay them. We can bring them all. We can bring all of the anxieties that are in our heart to you. Thank you, God, for this kind of access and for loving us this well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening to the DriveCast today. Come back next week for more episodes. God bless. Thank you.